Good morning, boys and girls. I'm glad you're sitting there, because Ignacio is going to put a sound up, a little bit of a sound clip for you to listen to. And I want you to have your listening ears on and see if you can figure out where this sound is coming from, what makes this sound. No, but that's a good guess.
Beach.
No, but that's a really good guess, too.
Pelicans.
Good guess. You're close. It's a bird.
Geese.
Ah, yes. Oh, well. Okay, well, Ignacio's going to show us a picture right up here, and you will see what kind of goose it is. Oh, who said that?
Canadian geese. Canadian.
Yes, it's a Canadian goose. Isn't that beautiful? I love Canadian geese. And when our daughter was much younger than she is now, and we lived in Yonkala, we would often on Sabbath afternoons go up to this little park in Curtin, and we would go feed the geese. Now, at that little park, there were three kinds of geese. There was the Canadian goose that we call honkers. There was a domestic goose, a big white goose that you usually see on ranches and on farms. We'll call that a farm goose. And there was a mix between the two. And when we would get out of the car, those geese would see us coming with that food, and what do you think they'd do?
Honk.
They would honk, and they would come running. And those farm geese were so obnoxious that we could hardly hear ourselves think. And they would crowd all around us so we could hardly move, and they would keep all the other geese away because they were selfish and rude and they wanted all the food for themselves. And when we would try and feed them, they would grab our fingers along with the food and it would hurt. And so we would take the food and throw it a little ways away from them so that they would have to go off a little bit and we could feed the rest of the geese. Now, when you tried to feed a Canadian goose, if you could get it to eat out of your hand, it would grab the food real quickly, and it would never touch your hand, and it would never hurt you, because they were very gentle and very kind. And the mixed geese were kind of a little of both. Sometimes they'd be a little aggressive, but most of the time they were more like a Canadian goose. So I would say to our family, the Canadian geese are the Christian geese because they're gentle and kind. But the farm geese, they're like the worldly goose that's really selfish and mean. And the mixed geese, I thought this morning, well, they're probably a little bit like the worldly geese, but they're learning to be gentle and kind like the Canadian Christian goose. Well, when you see geese fly overhead, a flock, what shape are they in? Does anybody know?
A V.
A V.
Yes, you're both right. There's a V. And at the head of that V is usually one goose, the leader goose. And they fly that way because they get more uplift. It helps them to fly better. And because when they fly that way, it's 71% more of range that they can fly. They can go a longer distance for a longer time than if it was just a single goose or even a pair flying by itself. And what happens is the leader sometimes, after he gets tired, he drops from the front and he goes to the back of the flock, and then another goose takes his place. And all the geese continue to change places so that nobody gets overtired, and they all get there together safe and sound, and everybody gets rest time. Also, what do you hear them doing a lot of when they're flying?
Flapping their wings.
Flapping their wings, and what else?
Honking.
That's right. And they do that because geese, the Canadian geese, stay together with their families. And when you see those flocks, they're in family groups. Sometimes it's one family, sometimes it's several families. And they honk because they're saying, "Where are you? I'm right here. Stay together. I'm right here. Stay together," because they want all of the geese to get together when they get to their place. They want them to all be together. When they land, they honk for that reason, and when they take off, they do the same, and while they're flying. But sometimes you might have a goose that gets sick or hurt, and when that happens, he has to leave the flock, and he goes back to the ground. But when he doesn't go alone, because two other geese are kind enough to go with it and stay with it until it gets well and can fly. And they'll try and go back to the flock they came from, or they might join another flock that's going the same direction, and then they'll catch up later. They all want to be together, and they stay the course. They don't leave the direction they're going. Once they get going, they'll just keep going. And so they'll catch up to their original flock where they're supposed to be. Well, you know, I was thinking, boys and girls, that we are like that flock of geese in our church family and in our home families. There's a leader. We all have leaders, but sometimes they get tired and they need a rest. So then somebody else needs to take their place and do the jobs that are needing to be done. And everybody gets a rest that way. And everybody gets to help out in keeping the family together and keeping the family working. And sometimes people get sick or hurt. And when that happens, then it's good for us to go alongside them and see if there's anything we can do to help them get well and get strong again. And sometimes people get sad and discouraged, and maybe they don't want to be with us anymore. So then it's good for us to get a hold of them, send them notes or give them calls, and encourage them to come back and be with the rest of the family and be there with them to help them come back. So today, I wanted to remind you of this lesson. So I brought you two things, and I'm not sure if I have enough. If not, I have to make some more copies because I only have 10. I brought a little color paper that has a goose on it, and it's labeled so that you know how to color it. It has some fun facts at the bottom. And then I brought some packs of cards so that you could send out cards to people. That's what I like to do to encourage people, because when you write them a note or send them a card, they can read what you wrote over and over again, and so that can help them feel happy again. Yes?
There's 11.
I have one short. What am I going to do?
Make a copy.
Well, I will see if we can make a copy. And maybe, because you guys have three in your family, we will give you two, and then I'll bring you one next week, and I'll give you a copy. Is that okay, Roy? Okay. So you see, they're always so nice and gracious. I know I can always count on them. Okay. So before I give this out to you, let's stop and have prayer, okay? And ask God to help us to be encouragers, okay? Dear Jesus, thank you so much for the geese that teach us good lessons. We just ask that you would help us to learn to be kind and loving like the Canadian geese, and learn to encourage one another so that when Jesus comes, we can all be together to meet him. Be with these boys and girls, Father. Give them happy hearts to love you and to serve you and to be a blessing to others, to shine for you. In your name, amen.